What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Capybara podcast. Whether you are a first-time listener or you are a future listener going back and listening to what I'm going to call episode zero of the podcast, welcome. I'm just going to explain a little bit about myself and my vision or ideals for this audio experience. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. All right, so a capybara, or capybara, is a mammal native to South America. It is also the world's largest rodent, and happens to be my favorite animal. I decided to name this podcast after that animal, just because it was kind of random, and I couldn't really figure out a title to summarize all the themes and things I wanted to talk about. Like, I had this vision for this podcast, and I was like, I can't really think of a title to summarize all these things. What am I going to call it? The Comedy and Culture Podcast by Zach Gettick. Copyright 1992, cause that was the year I was born. But I was like, let's just pick something random. And so the capybara, world's largest rodent, I might do like a capybara fact of the day. Let me just pull one up on Google real quick. Just kidding, I already had one ready. No, I didn't. Where's that screenshot? We'll find it in a second. No, we're not. We'll do that later. Anyways, oh yeah, so they're the world's largest rodent. You could also call them rodents of unusual size. Princess Bride reference. I originally found out about capybaras because of an author, a children's book author named Bill Peet. He wrote a few of books that I really, really enjoyed as a young child. There's one that had capybaras in it. I forget the actual name of that book, but I remember there's one called Zack, Jack, and Zodiac, Queeks of Cucamonga. The artwork is just like really interesting, even looking back today. I don't know if he still writes or if he's still alive. Bill Peet, if you're listening, this is for you. So, what is this podcast all about? Besides it being my favorite animal, this is going to be more of a comedy and culture podcast. It is also kind of part of my selfish goal to keep learning, growing, and understanding. So, this podcast is going to be about culture. Learning about different cultures, learning how they've evolved or changed over time. We're going to be talking about Christian culture, about Black culture, about big family culture, even, I don't know, farmer culture. We might throw one of those in there. I'm going to take a little sip of my tea here while I read some of my notes, because I actually wrote notes down for this, or else I'd just be just blabbing on and nobody would listen. She's only good if you slurp it. All right, learn, girl. Oh yeah, so my desire for this podcast, not only is it going to be a creative outlet for people to just experience and enjoy my plethora of, what's it called? Accents? Yes, that's what. Accents, you know, things that I enjoy to do. Creative outlet for me, but also to just learn, grow, and, you know, have a few laughs, a few chuckles along the way. So if you're listening in the future, This is basically all you need to know about the podcast. If you're like, what's a capybara? And you couldn't tell from the amazing artwork drawn up by a young Christopher Schwarr. Shout out to Media High. Hey-o. If you're from the future listening to this, you can stop now. All right, a little bit about me. My name is Zachariah, or Zach. You can call me either one. Just don't call me Zachariah. It's a thing. I'm 27 years old. I'm originally from Chicago, but I lived in Kansas City for 6 years before landing in Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta, Hotlanta. It's actually kind of cool right now. I'm actually really enjoying the weather these days. We have fall in February, apparently. That's when we get our fall weather. Haha, to all of you in Chicago. Anyways, a little bit more about me. I work for a church here as a missionary, and I also drive for Lyft, both of which have given me some amazing, crazy adventure stories, which I might get into in later podcasts at a later date. I'm a firm believer in Jesus, so if that's a problem for you listening, you might want to get out of here. Or you might want to stick around and listen to a really cool Christian talk about some fun stuff. Just kidding, I'm not really that cool. I'm mostly a dork, mostly a nerd, but I'm going to have a lot of laughs. So I'm going to have just interviews with different guests. I have a few people lined up. My friend, good friend, Gabriel Tarbutton will be joining us next week on next week's episode of the Capybara podcast. And we're going to be talking about big family culture versus small family culture. I come from a very small family. It was just me and my sister and my mom. My parents were divorced from a young age, so I have a very different perspective on life. And, you know, I want to understand different perspectives. That's something that I really enjoy. And I feel like my listeners might get a kick out of it, too. Lastly, I'll be having a section of the podcast called Practically Hipster. If comedy and culture wasn't enough for you, get out. Just kidding. Practically Hipster will be a section of the podcast where I review or share different things that I experience in my life that are helpful or make me more efficient, but are also kind of hipster, but practically, like in a practical sense, like they make my life better, but they're kind of hipstery. I'll also be doing some impressions, accents, impersonations. So if you have an idea of an impersonation that you'd like me to try, go ahead and DM our Instagram page. You can follow us at the Capybara Podcast on Instagram. We're not going to do Twitter. We're not going to do Facebook. I don't do that stuff. I never really thought of how to end this thing. I might just end it with a random capybara noise. Insert capybara noise here, Zechariah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.